What's up, motherfucker? Welcome to the Powerful Comics Man Podcast. This is Ganito Lang Yan with Comics Man. Okay, we're gonna be talking about Joe Rogan again on this episode. Okay, so my man, the biggest podcaster, to those not familiar with Joe, the biggest podcaster, very, he is the inspiration of this podcast. Okay, so disclaimer agad, I am a huge Joe Rogan fan. Okay, so without the Joe Rogan experience, without this podcast, I will never be doing this podcast. Okay, so he was in the news late August, I think. So he got infected with COVID-19. And to those not following the things that are happening in the US, okay, so I understand that this topic is not really, it's not gonna be really friendly with the YouTube Philippines algorithms. So malamang walang masyadong magiging reach sa Pilipinas to, but you know what, I don't care. I just want to talk about things that that I feel something about, okay, that I feel is important, because Joe Rogan represents not just podcasting to me. He represents free speech. He represents critical thinking. He represents, alam mo yun, anti-elitist mindset. He has proven that you do not need to be somebody from the academe that's highly respected. You don't need, alam mo yun, mga titles like professor, doctor, whatever, to show that you are capable of thinking on a high level, that you are an intellectual, that intellectuals come in different forms, not just the ones that typical parents would dream their children to become. Okay? Because Joe Rogan is the fear factor guy, okay? The fear factor guy. So, kung di nyo siya kilala, yung dating host ng Fear Factor na gumagawa ng game show na nagpapakain ng edits ng donkey sa mga contestant. That is now the biggest podcaster in the world who secured a lucrative deal with Spotify a few years ago. Rumors say that, alam mo yun, it's at least $100 million for an exclusive deal podcast on Spotify. So it's Joe Rogan, in short, is a huge deal. Okay, and like I said, diba, he just, what he represents is that regular people, kumbaga, we can be intellectuals too. If we are equipped with knowledge, if we have the will to learn, if we have the patience to pursue things, knowledge, anything, you can do it. That's what Joe Rogan has proven even more, even though I've already believed that. Seeing him, the Fear Factor guy, the UFC commentator, a stand-up comedian, somebody that you would typically not go to for a meaningful conversation about life, about politics, about anything that's worth pursuing. Okay? And you know what? Even though I'm a huge Rogan fan, I do not always agree with him. There are plenty of times there he has some stance that I do not really agree with, but although I would admit probably 80% of his ideas I would have no problem, just a few, although some were big ones, but let's not get into that. Okay, actually his stance in the vaccine I do not fully agree. For me, if it's available, if it's free, then if you can take it, then why not take it? It's but then again, his point is if you do not want to take it, you should be allowed to do so, diba? Which is, I think to me is valid. Well, I'm not gonna go with I'm not gonna mention everything all of his arguments about COVID because that's gonna take a very long time. Okay, you can just research his stance about the vaccines and whatever, anything about COVID. But the main thing that I really like about the subject of this video, when Joe Rogan had Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical guy on CNN, on his podcast, I think Sanjay was promoting his book, so he's doing a media tour, and it's great, it's commendable of him to drop by on Joe Rogan's show, and yeah, it's commendable, although he got wrecked. He got destroyed in some parts. Okay, so before we... Oh, my eye's itchy. Wait a minute. Okay, so before we continue, please check out my... my shit. Check out the link on the description, and also subscribe, like, share, you know, drill, hit that fucking bell. Diba? Help me spread the word. Follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Facebook, YouTube. If you see me in the street, follow me there too, diba? as long as you can. Okay, so yun. Support the podcast by subscribing and liking this video. All right, so let's go back to Joe Rogan and his infamous episode, the Joe Rogan Experience number 1718, featuring Dr. Sanjay Gupta, whom I mentioned already is the chief medical guy of CNN. Let's just call him that. I think there's a different title, pero you get it. Well, parang ganun na yun. So the thing is, during Joe Rogan's infection, during the time that he got infected with COVID, 3 days after getting the virus, he released a video on Instagram announcing that he got it and that he threw basically the kitchen sink, Joe's words, he threw the kitchen sink on it, including the medicine that shall not be named because YouTube hates it when people talk about it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Ivermectin. Okay, so which the mainstream media heavily advocate against the use of it in relation with COVID. They don't like it. Okay, so they just want to stick with the vaccine. The vaccine, nothing else works. Just the vaccine. Basically, that's the messaging. of mainstream media. And you know what? I'm not a doctor. I don't know, okay? I do not discredit the vaccine at all. I got it. I am fully vaccinated. I recommend it to everyone. But I also recognize that there are questions that doesn't make sense, or at least valid questions about taking the vaccine. I'm not questioning the efficacy, but the need sometimes. There are times that, like vaccinating young children, by all the records, the statistics, the young children are the lowest, very low risk on getting really ill about with COVID. But so why would you need to vaccinate them? That's just one. That's a valid question. That's a valid question if you ask me. Because what if you vaccinate a kid, and then it is also proven that there could be side effects on the vaccine that might occur if you take it. So what if magkaroon ng side effect yung bata, so napasama pa siya instead of not getting the vaccine, diba? When the kid really don't need it, statistically speaking. So that's just one argument. I'm not gonna state everything, okay? One, I don't know everything, all of the arguments about vaccines. Although I know a few, but it's just gonna be, that's irrelevant. Because the lies that CNN told about Joe Rogan and ivermectin is that he was using the veterinary version of the drug. Okay, so ivermectin is actually a wonder drug. It is considered, it won the Nobel Prize in 2015, I believe. And because like I said, it is a wonder drug, and it is heavily used by billions of people all over the world, most notably in Africa, where it helped tremendously in beating river blindness in the population. So river blindness, it's basically unheard of here in the Philippines, where I'm doing this podcast. Okay, but I suppose in Africa, maybe there's a river there. I'm just basing this on the name river blindness. Okay, so ivermectin is an anti-parasitic drug. So I suppose some kind of parasite can be taken. You can get infected by some kind of parasite that lived in the river, and then it will cause you blindness. Okay. So I don't know how it happens, but ivermectin is a very effective drug on that disease. So it is not, actually, it's even not fair to call it horse medicine, because it's just as, if billions of people are taking it, then it's definitely human medicine, right? And then, but then, since CNN and the other media corporations that's controlled by the establishment in the US, they're all raging about ivermectin, and they don't want people to talk about it they don't want it associated with COVID at all, discredited it. Whether it's true or not, that's not the point. What they're saying is that Joe Rogan is taking the horse version. Horse dewormer, they call it. Diba? Which is not true. And in this podcast episode with Sanjay, Joe Rogan, face-to-face, confronted the good doctor. And it's just glorious. The brilliance of Joe Rogan in full display in basically in talking to him. Sanjay Gupta is a smart guy. He's not gonna be a doctor, the main medical guy on CNN. If he isn't, at least I'd like to think that. Okay, I'd give him that. I give him the benefit of believing that he is actually a smart guy, and not just put there for any other reasons. That's below being a smart guy. So he tried deflecting and avoiding the questions, but he's there. He's in front of a master. Joe Rogan, this is the 1,718th episode. That means this is the 1,718th time that he has done this kind of conversation, and he is so used to it and well versed. Like I said, he's a master of conversations and extracting information from people that he talked to. It's just so when Sanjay was trying to avoid, he just wasn't able to do it. Joe Rogan eventually got him to admit that basically CNN shouldn't have said that they're wrong, because he, Joe Rogan, is obviously taking the human version of ivermectin because he is a fucking rich guy. Diba? Joe even said, but I can afford human medicine, motherfucker. Diba? So it's, but then again, Joe Rogan's point in that infamous clip from that episode. So the full episode is more than 3 hours, okay? More than 3 hours yung full episode. Punta natin. So yeah, 3 hours and 8 minutes to be exact. And there's a clip that has become viral, and it's just a few minutes. And Joe Rogan even has the, if you read this, where's that? Uy, nawala. If you read his quote here, sa post niya sa Instagram, so quote, Joe Rogan, if you've only seen clips online, you would think that Dr. Sanjay Gupta and I had a tense and uncomfortable encounter when we sat down for 3 hours. The reality is that disagreement was a very small part of that. A small part of what was overall a very enjoyable conversation. Sanjay is really nice. He's a really nice person, and I like him a lot. After our time together, I consider him a friend. Okay, and then he even covered for him a little bit, saying that basically he understand him and people like him, by saying people on network TV don't have anything remotely similar to the kind of freedom I enjoy doing the podcast. For him to dive into my world and have an open form conversation with no restrictions took real courage, and I appreciate it very much. Yeah, exactly. That is why podcasting is far superior than traditional media, diba? It's you can't flesh out all of the ideas on a 10-minute feature in the nightly news. Okay, so let's say sa CNN or sa TV Patrol, 24 oras, diba? You're talking about a global pandemic, and you can only talk about it for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, an hour at most, kung may special. There's no way you can do that. Okay, so talking about a topic that magnitude would require even far more than 3 hours. So it's what can you get in a 10-minute discussion about anything that can impact everybody in the world? Diba? That's basically useless. So podcasting, Joe Rogan, that is the new version. That is the new medium, rather, version. So that is the new medium for the new generation. Diba? It's just like he said, they cannot do it on cable, on TV. The format is just so different. It's worlds apart. And yeah, he gave credit to Sanjay. And aside from the time limit, there are corporate mandates, diba? Let's just accept it that there are people behind these media organizations that have their agenda, okay? And they would push for their agenda at all times, at all cost. And that's why it's very hard to just take mainstream media news because without checking it. It's just great that we have independent news source, some from the internet, from the internet, right? That can challenge the mainstream narrative because they're not beholden to the same donors, the same sponsors that these networks have, diba? Grassroots efforts, well, some of them have become big, just as big already, diba? On both sides, not just those who are against, but also those that agree with the mainstream narrative. So there's the Daily Wire, there's the Young Turks, just to give an example. Joe Rogan is not entirely news organization, although there are lots of people, or rather most of his guests, are free to talk about politics. And they bring perspectives from regular people. Well, not so regular because most of them are filthy rich, diba? He would guest celebrities and maybe not so regular people, but still people outside the establishment, diba? They would have professors, they would have actors, comedians, insightful people. That's not bought by whoever is buying people in Hollywood, in the US, in the, I don't know. And it's just glorious that for once, diba, Joe managed to, first of all, he was really slandered, diba? Diba? It's, diba, people saying you're taking horse medicine. One reporter even said he was eating horse paste, diba? Why, diba? That's so insulting. And there are so many people who believe him and mocked him and alam mo yon, took the media's word, diba? Because why would they, if they don't know any better, diba, then they don't have any reason to not believe. And that's another thing about these media elites. I call them elites because they're part of the establishment. Let's face it, diba? If you're CNN, MSNBC, these networks, they basically have one script and they just repeat. Sometimes may mga clips na ano eh, na if you're gonna there's a montage saying exactly the same phrases that I don't know, whoever is dictating them say this. It feels like that. And you know what, I can have my doubts if it's true, but you know what, it's so very hard for me to not believe. I don't know. And it's amazing how they get away with those kinds of lies, diba? And now he was Joe Rogan, of all people, the Fear Factor guy, got one of them, and it's amazing. And the thing is, Sanjay over here, even though he admitted that basically his colleagues were wrong, and you know what, he was supposed to be the main medical guy. He should be there to correct them, right? But I don't know, maybe these people think Joe Rogan is some kind of a conspiracy nutcase, diba? Maybe they think that Joe Rogan is just some kind of Alex Jones figure, being the UFC commentator and again the Fear Factor guy. That is so out. He's literally an outsider from their world, diba? And Joe Rogan don't even wanna go to. He doesn't accept invitations to these networks anymore, diba? Even though he gets a lot of invitations, because that's not his world, diba? And these people in the mainstream news think somehow they are above the world's, I would say, greatest podcaster. Okay, it's just so mind-boggling to me why, alam mo yun, they are from a dying breed, diba? Without YouTube, nobody watches CNN anymore. Very few people are watching CNN. Without social media and without the internet. And you know what? The rumors say that since they have power with the help of the establishment, they even force companies like YouTube and Facebook to prioritize them in the algorithms, diba? So that's why if you're gonna check out the news, parang the big networks will be first, diba? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, I don't know what else. Why? Yung tatlo na yon. Most of the time, New York Times, mga ganyan, most of the time, yun ang makikita mo. Kasi they get pushed in the front page, in the suggested videos by YouTube and Facebook. Because if not, the mainstream media will attack them and make it miserable, give them a hard time. At least that's what they say. And you know what? It's not hard to believe it. It makes sense, diba? I don't think it's a crazy thing to consider. Okay. And yeah. Basically, YouTube would the people that hate YouTube, these old networks, the old guard who hate the platform, social media platforms, because it's way better than them, diba? It's the next generation of media. They hate, these companies hate the social media platforms, but the social media platforms boost them, diba? And basically betrays the people that built, let's say, YouTube. The YouTubers, they get pushed at the back because CNN is taking the front, which is not fair, diba? It's just not fair. Diba? The people who built YouTube, that made YouTube what it is right now, and then, you know, these assholes from cable will just, you know what, para if you should prioritize us or else, something to that line. Anyway, Sanjay later then wrote this piece about his 3-hour podcast on Joe Rogan. As you can remember, Joe only had good things to say about Sanjay, okay, in this Instagram post, while Dr. Sanjay embarrassed and probably, you know what, basically he threw his colleagues under the bus, diba? Nilaglag niya yung mga katrabaho niya sa CNN. So, I don't know. He probably got reprimanded and he went into an apology tour on CNN, basically revoking the things that he said on Joe Rogan's podcast. Diba? In this clip, of course, CNN's not gonna show the clips that were really bad for their network, diba? So those parts were the parts about the horse dewormer. Those were conveniently not shown. But I would give it to Sanjay. He also made some compelling arguments on Joe, diba? Against Joe. So about the vaccines and other things. Okay, so but when it came to the horse dewormer thing, he was just obliterated. And Joe Rogan exposed how CNN lies. Sanjay even tried to avoid. He was trying to, let me just talk about this other topic. And then Joe Rogan is like, no. No, before we go to that, tell me, does it bother you that your network is lying about me taking horse dewormers? Diba? And at that point, there's no more escape. Sanjay was just cornered, and there's no other way to get out of it. But although, I would say, that's why I think he's a smart guy. He said, as bad as his reply was, he said he still managed to say the best thing that he could possibly say. He just said, instead of answering the question directly, the question was, do you feel bad? Are you bothered that the network that you work for lies? His reply is, they shouldn't have said that. I think that is the most, that is the least incriminating reply that he could possibly give. So, but then again, props to Joe, of course, for not letting him off the hook. It's just so sickening how these people lie. Sobrang, alam niyo, if you just, the most frustrating thing is that not a lot of people know that they are lying, di ba? I'm tempted to list down the instances that they lied, but it's just gonna take a long while. Okay? Maybe in other videos. Let's see. But let's go back to Sanjay. After the podcast, even though he was caught, he was basically beaten into admitting that his network lies. He wrote this piece on edition.cnn.com, and here he said that some of the things that he said here just makes me say, what? Diba? Parang ganun sa. He said, I don't think I ever had a conversation that long with anyone. 3 hours. Diba? Seriously, think about that. We sat in a windowless podcast booth with 2 sets of headphones and microphones. And a few feet between us. Not a single interruption. No cell phones, no distractions, no bathroom breaks. Diba? I don't know if he's serious about that, or maybe he just had a different mind frame on when he wrote that, diba? Kasi seriously, you've never talked to anyone for 3 hours, diba? Parang wala ka, really? Not. You've never hung out with a friend for 3 hours? You've never... Maybe he just forgot some modifiers. Like, I've never talked to somebody I've never met before for 3 hours straight. Even that. I've met many people whom I have talked for long hours that I just met that person that day, that night. Most of them I've never met again. Diba? So, I don't know if I'm the weird one or him. Diba? Kasi, that's so, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's an introvert or something. I don't know. He's supposed to be a journalist. He's supposed to be a media person, diba? And he's never talked, he never sat down for 3 hours straight with anyone, that's just a little weird to me. And then here's another thing. He doesn't know Joe Rogan. You can tell that. He doesn't know what he's like. I don't know if he's watched the show or maybe he just watched a few clips, and I don't know which clips he watched. I think, like I said earlier, maybe he thinks that Joe Rogan is just this meathead stupid guy who just happened to who just got lucky in life with this podcast thing. I don't know. I don't think he was giving Joe enough respect as an interviewer, diba? Probably he would give somebody like I don't know, maybe Andrew Chris Cuomo more respect as a journalist, as somebody to talk to, I don't know, as an authority figure. And it's not to compare, because those two are two different kinds of people. Meaning they're the kind of work that they do, diba? Those are, kumbaga, you can't really compare. But I think Sanjay extremely underestimated Joe Rogan, which is a fatal move if you're gonna talk to him, especially on something that he is very adamant with, that he's very passionate about, and that has personal implications on him. Because I can tell Joe Rogan did not like being ridiculed in that way. He can take it. He wouldn't lose sleep over it, but he even joked about suing CNN. And you know what? He should sue CNN. Diba? Diba? It's so defamatory. It's hindi siya nakakatuwa. Hindi siya... He's painting him as somebody stupid. Diba? Why would a multi-millionaire take drugs that is for an animal? Much more a dewormer. And the thing is, he knows that CNN knows that they are lying. That's Joe Rogan's point. It is a deliberate deliberate act of smearing and defaming his image. It's deliberate. He knows that they know. He knows. Yun nga eh, he respects the people at CNN enough to know, to assume that they know, that they're smart enough to know that he's taking the human version, diba? But instead, they choose to say that he's taking the one for the horses. So, that's another... I mean, it's very frustrating. And Joe's last point on that viral clip is that he said why it is important, why CNN lying about him is bad. Because if they cannot tell the truth about a comedian, about the Fear Factor guy, what else are they lying about? Diba? That's the question. Diba? If you're willing to go that far over a comedian, the Fear Factor guy, all people. And what else are you, what other lies are you saying about the president, about the wars, about Afghanistan, about Russia, about China? Why would I believe you? Diba? And with that, Joe Rogan demolished CNN. And eto pa si Sanjay, dinagdag niya pa parang, you can tell that he doesn't know Joe Rogan, and he how little he thinks of him. Kasi he even wrote here na, alam mo yun, eto, this part. Many friends cautioned me against accepting Joe's invitation. There is little room for reasonable conversation anymore, one person told me. What? Diba? There's little room for reasonable conversations anymore. If there's one place that he can go for a reasonable conversation, it is Joe's show. Because he's gonna let you talk as much as you want. Diba? And diba, yung sabi nga ni Joe, he even thought that he was having fun, diba? That it was an enjoyable conversation overall. And then this asshole, Gupta, is writing these, diba? And then, in fact, when I told Joe early in the podcast that I didn't agree with his apparent views on vaccines against COVID, ivermectin, and many other things in between, part of me thought the MMA former Taekwondo champion might hurtle himself across the table and throttle my neck. Diba? Why would Joe Rogan physically attack you? That tells me, what that tells me is he doesn't know the guy. He thinks so little of Joe. Diba? He thinks he's a wild man who's, I don't know, probably even worse than Alex Jones. And it's just, and that sealed his fate. His ignorance about how sophisticated Joe Rogan really is. And that what's most impressive is he is everything that he thinks he is. He's a brawler. Well, he's not. He doesn't brawl anymore, but he is a trained killer, diba? If Joe wants to kill Sanjay, he would be dead in less than 2 minutes, for sure. But he's not gonna do that. He's not gonna do that because you know what? That's, like I said, he's a very sophisticated man. He is a true disciple of martial arts. And in martial arts, you become great. The goal, basically, especially in jiu-jitsu, is to be good enough on the martial art, on jiu-jitsu, to not use it anymore. Because that you don't need to use it. Diba? Yun yung sinasabi nung mga jiu-jitsu masters. I don't know if it's if it also applies in other disciplines like taekwondo. But you know what, the greatest MMA champions, GSP, Randy Couture, sino pa? Even Israel is Adesanya, sina Rose Namajunas. I don't know about John Jones, Stipe Miocic, diba? Mga ganyan. There's nowhere safer than in the presence of those guys when you're in trouble, diba? It's just amazing how out of touch this Sanjay Gupta guy is. And then he added, But instead, he smiled and off we went. What does that mean? And he calls Joe Rogan's podcast The Lion's Den. It wasn't, and then at the end of the article, ito parang it's scathing pa nga eh. I guess a small part of me thought I might change Joe Rogan's mind about vaccines. In this last exchange, I realized it was probably futile. His mind was made up and there would always be plenty of misinformation out there neatly packaged to support his convictions. Truth is though, I'm still glad I did it. My 3-hour long conversation wasn't with Rogan. If just a few listeners were convinced, it will be worth it. Fair enough. But yeah, he got demolished. He got destroyed. And it was awesome. But then again, many of the things that he said in the podcast have merit, I think, personally. Diba? Again, I am for the vaccine. If you can get it, you can get it for free. You can get it conveniently. Take it. Especially if you are old, especially if you have comorbidities. Yun ang tawag nila. That's the term they're using. Or basically, you have other sicknesses like high blood pressure, diabetes, mga ganyan, heart problems. So, yun. If you have, if you are obese, diba, take it. But if you don't want to, I'm not gonna force you as well. So, with that, let's end this episode. Okay, so let me just get that tab. Okay, so get the fuck out of here, powerful comic, powerful comics man podcast.